This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with news for Thursday, January 30th. Jefferson Transit is surveying the public, gathering data to guide the future of public transit in Jefferson County. They're asking everyone, regardless of whether they use the system, to weigh in on their expectations about how transit fits into our region. The 14-question survey is available on its website, JeffersonTransitPlan, which is all one word, .com. That's JeffersonTransitPlan.com. Paper copies of the survey were also distributed at an open house yesterday at the Cotton Building, where more than 40 people attended. The input accumulated at the open house and the survey results will help develop the system's long-range plan, now in development. According to a document distributed at the open house, the transit system wants the long-range plan to reflect the values and vision of the community, and those who participate will be able to recognize their input in the plan when it is published later this year. Transit General Manager Tammy Rubert told KPTZ that any expansion depends on available funding. One priority is determining how the recently passed CARTAB initiative will affect the budget. The system does have an operational surplus, she says, and is financially healthy. She pointed out that many agencies recovered from the recession in 2011, while it took Jefferson Transit another 3 years for its own recovery. In the meantime, it was forced to cut Sunday service, something that could return with enough public support. Even though a majority of the system's riders are within the Port Townsend city limits, the system also seeks to develop its connections with other regional transit systems. Jefferson County Commissioner Kate Dean, a member of the Transit Board, attended the open house and told KPTZ that the majority of local residents express concern about emissions and climate change, yet use their cars to go everywhere, and the buses are almost always empty. She admits that it's easy to drive from one place to another in Port Townsend, and parking is not an issue, so the buses don't always seem like the best alternative. One possibility, she said, is to have smaller buses traveling to more locations, and that such availability will encourage more people to ride the bus. Dean also advocates encouraging youth to ride the bus as an alternative to getting their parents to drive them places or driving themselves. As an example, she said that her own children ride the bus to Silverdale when they want to go shopping. Some people don't ride the bus because they don't know the fares or they aren't carrying cash. For those folks, a public service. Regular adult fare is $1.50, which is good for the entire day. Those over 60 or under 18 pay $1, with punch card passes and monthly passes also available. The system relies on fares for about one-tenth of its annual $5.8 million budget. While we don't appear to be in any immediate danger, locally, the Washington State Department of Health has established a call center to answer questions about the coronavirus outbreak. Anyone needing information about how the virus is spread and what to do if you have symptoms should call 800-525-0127 and select the pound key. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.